Indeed, if we do not worship the idol, mingle with the society, sometimes we feel very lonely because we may be singled out. All are doing the same thing, but only three of you, you know, doing good things quietly. And, you know, quietly is something, is our obligation to God. But sometimes people want to humiliate us, laugh at us, ridicule us in front of thousands of people. And then they say that, I give you a second chance. Now, I know that you may, the king maybe they're saying that, you may not, you know, pay attention to it. Now, I give you the second chance. To many ordinary people, you know, king is such, he's a man of men. He's a great guy. He gives us a second chance. We should appreciate, right? Thank you, thank you, thank you. This time I worship your idol, yeah? Because you're nice to me, so I'm nice to you, yeah? It's only human nature to say that, you know? You're so nice to me, so I will follow your steps. When it comes to truth, there is no room for compromise. No room for compromise. So they simply say, no way, Jose, I cannot do it for you. Yeah? I cannot, simply cannot. You know, when Israelites want to get out of Egypt, Pharaoh keep compromise with them. Why don't you go, your woman and your children left behind? Why don't you go, you know, and don't go too far away? You know that for 450 years, Israelites stay in Egypt. Many things has been changed. The way the eating habit has been changed. Yeah? The way they eat has been changed. That's why when the wilderness, they keep thinking about the food, the Egyptians' food, the watermelon, the onion and stuff. Really, I mean, Egypt is a high civilization, yeah? And Israelites is a low civilization. Usually high civilization will develop the low civilization. In Taiwan, there are people in the mountain. You know, they have their mother language. Originate people? 原住民, aboriginal people. They lose their culture, their language. Now we try to promote the aboriginal language, but you know what? You can still do that, but it is very hard, right? Not easy, huh? You can see Burger King and McDonald's all over the world, yeah? Really, I mean, they simply dominate your culture. Now, they live in Egypt too long. Not only if their eating habit is changed, their thinking could be changed too. That's why they set up golden cow. That's why the Lord keeps saying that you got to walk for 3 days' journey. Walk for 3 days, and what does it mean? Meaning that you got to totally separate yourself from this world. No compromise. Today, many Christians sitting down over here, they like to compromise with the world. They will walk at the fine line, like Lot. They will not depart from the promised land too far, but they will live very close to what? To the sinful world. And they live at the border, and they're hoping that, you know, they're hoping that When the day comes, last day comes, they are in the promised land. But in the daily life, they would like to stay in the single world. This is like a compromise with your principle. But this is not the will of God. You got to walk for 3 days. You never compromise. In Q&A section, you were asking, what would you do to go to hell? Well, actually, it's not like that. You ask in a better way. But basically, when I read this, what did you do to go to hell, yeah? Is that right? Basically, that's about it, yeah? Now, why do you, a lot of time we like to work at the fine line and think about, if I do not do sexual intercourse, if I only do oral sex, am I okay? If I do not do oral sex, I only do mutual masturbation, is it okay? If I do not do mutual masturbation, I do other stuff. Is it okay? Now, actually, if you keep thinking about this, yeah? Now, sexual intercourse in the eyes of God, you are spouse already. That is called fornication. You have to marry her or that person. Otherwise, it is a serious thing in the eyes of God. In case you have sexual intercourse with multiple party, actually, it's very difficult already. Thank God, I noticed that some of you do it out of ignorance, and the Lord still give you mercy. We shall thank God for that. But doesn't mean I don't know how the Lord will say, really, how the Lord will say. But according to the Bible, that is across the line. In the church, if TRC decision is that anybody has what? Oral sex, they are not allowed to have wedding ceremony in the church. What is the purpose for that? We want to maintain the integrity of God's temple. You know what? I share with IETS. You know what? There is no holy place on earth anymore except the church of God. You walk on this earth. Where is the holy land? No holy land in this earth. If TJC also got invaded by compromise with God's holiness, then indeed there's no holy land on earth. Therefore, if you read the book of Revelation, I read with you in IETS, the wall of the temple was very high. That wall is longer than the distance from Los Angeles to Dallas. About 2,000 miles, yeah? More than 2,000 miles. Now, if you set up a wall 2,000 miles, even fly can fly over, you know? Fly can fly over. Meaning that the church is really indeed God's place. You got to maintain to a point that no evil can come in. Therefore, the church determined that if people have oral sex, they are not allowed to. And we hope that you don't feel like it's a punishment. It is not a punishment to you. The church still love you. Love you as a person. Of course, the church do not love you because you make sin. Love you as a person. So therefore, we also encourage you to invite church member, even the worker, to join your wedding ceremony. Maybe we don't do the officiation, 祝福, right? We don't do the officiation for you because we present God. Because you do that kind of stuff, it's really hard for us to do that. But doesn't mean we don't show concern to you as a person. Because you compromise with the Christian principle already, right? You compromise already. Therefore, even though we love you as a person, we go to your wedding, we still love you as a person, but sorry, we simply cannot do a 祝福, right? 正婚跟祝福, 正婚, officiate and blessing. Of course, as a person, we like to bless you, but we cannot represent God to do that because that is very compromise the principle. Therefore, the church still love you, the church. But again, if the church love you to a point that everybody, any person can come into the holy temple of God and do anything, then the kingdom of God loses ground, loses holy ground. In the last day, the Bible says, only the naos will be kept. Even the outer court will be leaving to what? Satan to tremble to it. So those who stay in naos, naos means the temple of God, including holy of holy and holy, 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 and holy, yeah? The law only will measure the person inside, outside, forget about it. They will be trampled by Satan. So in the last day, you got to strive very hard to go into the naos, meaning that the temple of God. And you know what? Meaning also means that, as TJC, we got to guard naos. The standard got to be high. Oh, no compromise. Of course, if you never hear this kind of truth before, means that you may do it out of ignorance. There's your room for discussion. But now you heard it. You know that there is no compromise. Don't do it anymore. Leave the sinful world 3 days distance, 3 days away. Otherwise, you might be eventually captured by Satan. That's why we read that verse, yeah? A little fire can burn down the whole forest. So these three people did not yield in, even though the king wanted them to compromise. And they say, if we need to die, we die. Yeah, they stand firm. Please read chapter 3, verse 16. 3:16. They firmly believe in their heart that the Lord will save them, yeah? Please, when you continue reading Isaiah 43. Thank you for standing up. I appreciate that. 43. Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 4. I love those four verses very much, yeah? Please read out loud. 43 verse 1 to 4. This is such a wonderful verse to me. You are pleasure and honor in the eyes of God. So even though you go through the water, you will never be drunk. Go through fire, you will never be consumed. Your life is in the hands of God. If the Lord do not want you to die, you will never die. If you keep the principle of God, even though you go through dangerous situation, you shall never die. How wonderful is our Lord. Oh. So indeed, they are not afraid of death. The fire is over there, maybe not far away from them. And they say, the Lord will save us. Oh. When you look at, Acts chapter, the end of Acts, I think it's chapter 27, yeah? Paul was drifting in the open sea for days, and the angel showed up to Paul. You know what? Don't worry. Not only I will protect you, I will give all the life in this boat to you. And then after Paul, drifting in days in the open sea, even his ship wrecked it, and then he was able to swim in a way to the ocean, all of them. And then later on, when he was baking with the fire, what happened? A poisonous snake just bite him with his hand, yeah? And the native people were thinking, this guy must be cursed. Yeah, the Lord want him to die. He did not die in the ocean, he will die on the shore. But Paul, what did Paul do? Paul shake his hand, and then what? The serpent died, yeah? No, serpent just, I don't know, the Bible did not say, yeah? And people were waiting to see that, what happened to Paul? He must die, because they know that it was poison snake, yeah? But Paul did not die. And then they say, ah, this must be men of God. They bring him to heal their chief in their villages, yeah? So you can see that your life is in the hands of God. If the Lord do not permit to me, you won't die. So you should have a concept. Cancer will not cause your life. Illness will not cause your life. Airplane will not cause your life. An accident will not cause that. Only God is able to cause your life. Because your life is in the hands of God. Oh. If God allow, even though you have fatal cancer to human being, if God do not allow, you won't die. Go through fire, you won't die. That is that kind of convictions that we have, because our life is in the hands of God, not in the hands of fire or illness. No. This is our conviction, huh? And not only they have this kind of understanding, but they also prepare for something else. Please read Daniel chapter 3, verse 18. This is such a critical spirit for a human being, for us, our Samson. Would you please stand up and read? 3:18. But if not, this is very important saying, you shall memorize, you shall keep this word into your heart. I will do all kinds of good. I believe God will love me and protect me according to his promise. But if not, meaning that, if this time God want me to go to heaven, God want me to die in burning, you know what? God allowed that kind of things to happen. God allowed brother and sister to die in car accident. Allow people to die in cancer. Allow people to die in all kinds of occasions, yeah? If God's allowed, fine, because no problem. Because I know that this is salvation, yeah? Brother and sister, you gotta understand that. If you are not afraid of death, usually you don't afraid too much stuff. Right? What is the most fearful enemy to human being? When at that time you have to human being there's no hope, no nothing. It's death. But even if you are not afraid of death, you are not afraid of anything. You know what? Death to Christian is nothing. Every day you death according to the Bible. Because the Bible describes that death is like sleep, right? When you're dead, you're asleep. When you're dead, you're just like you fall asleep, and one day you're going to wake up. So every day you go through death experience. Right? So you're not afraid. You know, God will protect me. Only with this kind of spirit, you can be a powerful Christian. When we are very touched by the story of Old Testament, yeah? When Ruth said, what did he say? If I die, I die. When she talked to her stepfather, Esther. I always mix them up. Esther says that, if I die, I die. Yeah, talk to her stepfather. I will go to see, if I die, I die. With kind of mentality, he got courage. The spirit of willing to die will make you strong. Huh? You know what? A lot of people like it's a good spirit, you know. 日本天皇, when the soldiers were fighting for 日本天皇, emperor in Second World War, they have guts to die. They always, because they will fly their airplane, and go and what? Go and flew the airplane with themselves into the 航空母舰. Air, whatever, big boat, yeah? They have that kind of guts to do that. They are not over death, but before they do that, of course, some of them are what they got to. Those who do not have Jesus Christ, they got to drink, they got to numb themselves, they got to numb themselves, and they're willing to die for their goal. Nowadays, you see a lot of people like the terrorist people, the same. How come they wear a huge jacket and they use bomb to surround their body, and they dare to go to the where there are the many people, and they see people over there, they're able to unplug something and then bomb themselves up. What is behind their motivation? There is an ideal. There is a concept. There is Allah. They know that when they die, there were how many wives up there? 14 wives. 14 virgins. Wow. Beginning, I only think about four. Now it's 14. They have the kind of concept that, you know, there's many, 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 many good things out there. Even like those kind of, sister was converted from Muslim to Christianity. Even we believe that Christian, or one true God, those people who do not believe one true God also have the kind of guts to die for their ideologist, for their goal, for their God. How about us? For our God, for our principle. Actually, the Lord will not request you to die, actually. Nowadays, very unlikely you will run into this kind of situation. But the Lord requests you to live for Him. Right? Now, the Lord, you won't die, actually. Nobody will persecute you in this free world. But the Lord only requests you to live for Him. Do you have that kind of God, just like these three persons? But if not, I will still do this. But if not, like, if I was forsaken by my family, I will still worship this one true God. But if my parents were disowned, I will still worship this one true God. Actually, you can find this kind of story in our generation. Right? You hear Brother Vuti's story, yeah? You hear Brother Vuti's story? His step-parents disowned them, he and her, for about 1 year, because he got baptized. But if not, my parents will not love me anymore, I still want to believe this one true God. And guess what? At 1 year, in his testimony, their relationship with God, with their step-parents, are even closer because they are able to go through that kind of testing. So if you are able to pass that kind of testing, your relationship with God will get getting closer, with men will getting closer, and the name of God will be glorified. You know what? You see many of our sisters who are not married in the church remain single. They know that they are risking a possibility they might not be able to get married in their life because they are so few brothers. Hey, brother, more love, okay? Marry in the church. Seriously, I mean, most of brothers marry Gentiles. And people are waiting. Pray. But there's no brother. God will have to make a lot of brothers like Jeff to come to believe that we have more brother. My point is that, you know what? But if not, it's really this kind of mentality in many these generations of Christians' mind. They are risking for not getting married. But they know, they firmly believe that the Lord will provide, but if not, so be it. I just do not want to do anything against the teaching of the Bible. Well, this kind of faith is simply admiring to me. Admiring. It's hard from the human eyes, but it's really admiring. Oh. So that if people can do this and they don't pass it, the name of God will be glorified. I have an RE teacher. Now she's in her 60s, I believe. And she got ordained as a deaconess in my local church, Dongyan Church. She's so loving. I mean, when I was a student, she was RE coordinator. She was a teacher in school. I know she have a chance to get married, yeah? But she keep waiting. But, you know, the longer you wait, the limb, the chance is. So really, a lot of preachers ask you to pray for your marriage since you are young. I think it really makes sense to me. You have to pay attention to it. And, you know, the same thing, you got to listen to more sermon about marriage because a lot of your concept can be modified by sermons. Because now, at this moment of time, you might have a lot of qualification when you were still young. I'm not saying that you should not keep your qualification, okay? Human beings have qualification. But you know what? A lot of qualification may not be biblical. The more you listen to the words of God, the more you can be adjusted, and you should pray when you are young, huh? And hopefully you don't need to go through this kind of trial. But this sister, she indeed have that kind of guts. Now she's a happy woman. She indeed, she just, no matter what, she like serve the Lord happily, enjoy her single food, and but whenever when people saw her, people feel respected. People feel respect because not only she remained single, she remained a life of dedication. Where there's holy work, you see her over there. Where there's a need, her money is there. Her money, because she, you know, she only provide herself, yeah? Always go to those who are poor in the church. Always go to, there's a need in the church. Go to the kids that there's a need in the church. So the kids in the church is her kids. I'm not saying that you should all do this. I'm saying that you, when it comes to absolute truth, yeah, sometimes we have the spirit of, but if not, I will not compromise. And because of that, the fire cannot harm them. When they go out, the Bible says that even you do not smell the burning. Not only the clothing is not burned, you do not even smell the burning of a little tiny hair. No burning at all. That is perfect protection of God, and that is admiring. Oh, so, little flock, do not be afraid. Huh? The Lord will be with us. When we face the country of faith, we know the Lord will be there for us. Huh? We shall go to B9. Huh? B9. chapter 4. This is chapter 4. Huh? Chapter 4, from verse 1 to 3, is a praise. From verse 4 to 26, and talk about a dream, and the interpretation of dream. From verse 28 is the fulfill of the dream. And then from verse 33 and on, ended with a praise. So chapter 4 actually is a testimony of Nebuchadnezzar. It's as if it's a testimony section. You heard a testimony from Nebuchadnezzar. He had gone through from a beast to a, he had gone through from a king to a beast, and then to a when I say beast, it's the heart of beast, and to a king again. So he praised God from verse 1 to verse 3. Now, please read verse 1 to verse 3. Danny. So if you do not know how to say at the beginning of your testimony, these three verses is a very good reference, yeah? You praise God for what he has done. And let's see his conclusion, Danny. Please read 37. Now, he praised God and then he started his testimony, and then this is his conclusion of his testimony. Yes, the main theme of his testimony is that those who walk in pride, he was able to put down. Oh. And what happened? Because he was a pride king. Why he was a pride? Because he was a successful king. How successful he is, the Lord even gave a dream to tell him that indeed you are very successful. What is the content of the dream? Please read Daniel chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. Chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. Tai Chi. Chapter 4, verse 10. Please stand up, please. I don't need to say it anymore, yeah? So whenever you read, you stand up. Because we can hear you much better. Oh, thank you. You can see that this tree is in the midst of the land and it's getting taller and taller and to heaven, right? And there are many fruits and all the beasts can enjoy it. You know what? And it can provide shades. When the Lord describes his majesties, the Lord also describes that he has shades to overshadow people. The only difference is that the Lord described he have shadows, but he was a rock. Yeah, Isaiah chapter 32, verse 2. Tai Chi. Isaiah 32, verse 2. 以赛亚书32章第2节, yeah, 像大磐石的影子, like a shadow of the rock that can cover the one who are weary, provide shadow for the one who are weary. So this tree, this tall tree, also provides shadows, yeah. And this tall tree have fruits. When the Bible described the majesties of Syria, it described that it was a tall tree without fruits. Please read Ezekiel chapter 31, verse 3. Now we do comparison so you know how great is Babylon. How come the Bible says he is a golden head? Indeed, you know, he has the power just like, you know, like a shadow, just like God's shadow. The only thing is God is a rock, he's a tree. He has the power more than Assyria because Assyria was a tree without fruits. 37, Ezekiel 37. Did I say 37? No, 31, yeah? 31. 31, verse 3 and 4. Amen. So you can see it's like a what tree? Palm tree, yeah? 什么树? 香柏树. How do you say 香柏树 in English? Huh? Cedar. Right? Can cedar have like all kinds of fruits? Oh. No, cedar's fruits is not edible, yeah? 可以吃吗? 不行啦, it's like a pine, that kind of stuff, yeah? Can I edible? So you can see when the Lord described it's a tree, its fruits is over, can feed all kinds of fruits. So you can see how great is Babylon himself. So from human history, we know that Babylon is indeed a very great country. Oh. Where is Babylon? Iraq, nowadays. Where is the your president, my president, our president, attacked, yeah? And you go to Iraq, Euphrates River surrounded the city, yeah? There's a river, right? Now, Nebuchadnezzar was smart that he built his palace surrounded by the river. Oh, surrounded by the river. You know, in the ancient time, there was no cannonball. There was no, before cannonball was invented, before airplane was invented, the nature barrier is what? The river, great river, yeah? So, enemy simply cannot fly over to attack you. It's perfectly safe. That's why in next chapter, in the following chapter, you can see that Belshazzar was happy to drink wine with 1,000 high officers. They do not believe that other people was able to attack them because the river was simply great. It prefigured the last day when Babylon fall. Actually, you are eating and drinking. You do not believe that this world will be destroyed because you think that this civilization is so great. This world is so beautiful, it's impossible that one day this world will be consumed. But one day, this world will be consumed, will be corrupted like World Trade Center. Why do I say that? How many people went to World Trade Center? You went there, you saw World Trade Center, yeah? Have you ever imagined before, like these two towers will collapse like that? Have you ever imagined like that? No, nobody will imagine that one day, like in this high-tech country, people will use low-tech way to destroy this, you know, these buildings, really, they did not do nothing. As if they just throw the rock at the building, yeah? By this time, only the rock is what? Airplane. It's very low-tech way, yeah? There are not any, like, biochemical poison or, you know, missiles and stuff. They simply fly over and bomb you. And you collapse. Now, you never imagine about, in the last days, the same thing, just like Belshazzar, everything should be peaceful. See, look at the river, Euphrates, yeah? But, again, when the time you do not know, the enemy come. So you can see, Babylon was very powerful. There is a hanging garden that is one of the beautiful, 世界七大奇景之一, right? The old saints are most one of the seven wonders in the world. Why Nebuchadnezzar built hanging garden? Anybody remember? Why? I teach us. Why? 为什么? Anybody remember? Hello? Yes, thank you. I overheard, I don't know, huh? I overheard that because he's a wife and his farm far away, he misses his his country, and therefore he built up a hanging garden for her, so she can look far. And not only that, Babylon is indeed one of the best civilizations in the ancient world. The first law, Hammurabi Huadian, right? How do you say that in English? Hammurabi? Hammurabi law, first law, is here, is found over here. The first form of characters, 楔形文字, yeah, was created by this kingdom over here. Really, I mean, this is the creator of human civilization. This place, if you use a 言归, how do you say 言归? 言归, huh? Compass. Compass. If you use that one to measure, yeah, the longer, if you use this Yangui, push into the map of Iraq, and the further away, the shorter the human civilization. The further away, the longer, the shorter. The shorter away, the longer the human civilization. Right? So you know that Garden of Eden is from there. You understand what I'm saying? 听得懂吗? Babylon, Iraq, have about 6,500 years of history, civilization history. If you go further away, India, right? India could be about 6,000. Go further away, China, 5,000. Go further away, USA, 200. Right? So you understand. So human civilization is indeed from that place, because Garden of Eden was from there. Noah's Ark landing not far from that place neither. So this talk about how great is Nebuchadnezzar. Now, where did he show his pride? Please turn to Daniel chapter 3, verse 15. Daniel chapter 3, verse 15. We just read it, huh? Very last sentences. Travis, please read. Who is God can deliver you from my hand? He was competing with God. He thought he was God. Who is God can be delivered from my hand? He is so arrogant that he thinks that he is God. Actually, there are many information in the notes, yeah? I just want to highlight some verses. Please turn to Isaiah. Travis, chapter 14. The Bible uses Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylon, to prefigure the Lucifer. Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14 actually talk about the king of Babylon. Huh? Read verse 4 first, Travis. Okay, so you know that this has to do with king of Babylon. Please read verse 12. Use King of Babylon to talk about Lucifer. Use him to prefigure Satan. Continue.
12. How art thou fallen from heaven, Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down from the ground, which did the speakest of the nations?
13.
13. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north.
14. I be like the Most High, yeah? This is how pride he was. He says that, who can save you from, which God can save you from my hand? This is king of Babylon. And then God says that, you were, you seem to prefigure Lucifer. Actually, in this king's heart, he will be just like the Most High. This is how pride he is. Why he is so pride? Because he is so powerful. If you're always very gifted, I don't know, what do you think? Will you be prouder than other people? This is in the case of Nebuchadnezzar. Pride is the problem of many young people in this generation. right? How do you know if you are a pride person? Anybody? Ask those who are older, yeah? Timmy, how do you detect that a person, if a person is a pride person? Want to show off. That means your pride, yeah? Let me ask those who are a little bit older. Laurie. Just like what you read, yeah? I. Very good. Kwang. Louder. Okay. If they are humble, they can rely on God. So if they don't rely on God, that means they are pride. Pat, any other sign can detect that we are pride? You don't listen to other people, yeah? How many of you listen to your kids? Your IE students? You do. That means you are humble, yeah? Sometimes we cannot listen to. How many of you, when you speak to IE students, it's squashed down? Or you talk to him like this. Right? If you talk to him like this, that means that you're really a little bit sure of, yeah? If you talk to him like this, that really shows, yeah? That really shows your mentality. If you are truly can listen to other people, those who are not as educated as you are, those who are younger than you are, I think you are a humble person. Submitting to other people is a way to show humble. Of course, we say submit to Jesus Christ, yeah? You need to submit to Jesus Christ, yeah? Because you're humble. You're not like Nimgunisa. Who is your God that can take away you from my hand? You're not like him, yeah? But God is in... you cannot see God today. Who do you submit to today to show your humbleness? You want to say you want to submit to God. Who do you submit to?
If you want to submit to God, who do you submit to?
Yeah, if you want to submit to God, who do you submit to?
Your IE teacher.
Yeah, your IE teacher. That's true. That's what I'm saying. When I look into Zenga, yeah, sometimes I try to see what. How many of you are talking Zenga? Don't worry. Zenga, if you talk each other with the good words, it's good, yeah? Sometimes I like into Zenga. Canada have different website, yeah? What is Canada's website? Yeah, also Zenga. Okay. Sometimes I see, because I read, and I hope I don't hurt anybody by saying this, but I read it from reading your posting. I noticed that some of youth, yeah, they are so against church decision. When you talk about, I still remember that brother says, church is nonsense. I mean, when people are engaged and they break engagement and church says that we shall never officiate them anymore, what kind of church is this church? This church do I love? I'm out of it. Right? I simply read an article like this. I said, wow. This youth is very full of vitality. You make a lot of decisions that you don't understand. But church decision is really come from TRC, is based on the Bible. Engagement, according to the Old Testament, it is like marriage. Okay? So in front of God, you make promise that you will be husband and wife. So before you are ready, please do not go engagement. You know that you don't need to have engagement to get married, yeah? You still can do that. You still can get married without engagement, yeah? But engagement have one good point is that engagement really provides you a chance, a time to prepare for your marriage. Right? It's more, now you're officially together, therefore when you go in and out, you know, you go in and out as a couple in the eyes of God, even though you don't have intimacy at that time, but people know you will be a couple, so you can prepare many things together. That's why your engagement. But if engagement is really according to the Bible, you are just like, you know, from Old Testament time, it's like you are married. Therefore, if everybody, can you imagine that everybody engage and break, engage and break, engage and break, what will happen to the church? There's no order, yeah? No order. No teaching in the church. That's why church do things with its reason behind. You really need to consult. Nowadays, many people do not like to, some people tell me, I don't like to be a full-time preacher in GA. I would like to be a freelance preacher. Right? I sponsor myself. I have money. You know, I don't want to listen to any one of you. I will preach for the Lord, just like a wild horse. Wild horse, yeah? Nobody control you, yeah? You can do anything you like. You know what? This kind of mentality, think about your mentality. Do you have a little pride hidden inside? So you don't want to listen. Now, if say you're submissive, God, the church is the body of Christ. If you hear something that you don't understand, we can explain to you. But the church principle is there. You have different opinion, we can discuss in TRC meeting, no problem. Right? But again, sometimes our mentality and our saying and our attitude could show that. The way that we cannot submissive only shows that maybe there's some pride inside us. Now, how did God humble Nebuchadnezzar? First of all, God gave him a dream, right? What's the purpose for God to give him a dream? Is to warn Nebuchadnezzar, right? So today, God used all kinds of ways to remind you to be a humble person, to be more godly. Even sometimes God used dreams and visions. Nowadays, how do God remind you so that you can be more godly? God reminds you through sermon, through Bible. When you read Bible, you know that Bible is talking to you. When you hear sermon, you are aware that sermon is talking to you. Then you can correct yourself immediately. Now, if you don't correct yourself immediately, then you will forget about it. For example, you offend someone. You fight with someone. Now, you notice that it could be others' fault. It's also your fault. But you know that you are wrong. You should pick up your phone immediately and say to the other person, of course, in lunch hour, I'm sorry. I really do something wrong. Please forgive about me. If you don't do it right now, you might forget about it 6 days later. Just like you look at a mirror, there's a spot over here. You go away, you forget about to wash it, you will forget about it. So, warning, yeah? That visions is to warn people. Preaching is to warn people. If you do not correct it by words, by word of God, you might be, if you do not correct it by visions, all kinds of soft way, then God might use hard way to correct you. So there are three kinds of baptism. What? What kind of baptism? Water baptism. Baptism of words, 道洗, 用道来洗你, and baptism of fire. Oh. Now, if you do not correct yourself with the baptism of words, one day you might go through many routes and you are hurt, and you are suffered, and your wings are broken, then you might return back to the Lord. And another time, you only will feel, if I have hurt, if I have submitted that kind of truth 10 years ago, I won't have wasted these decades of times. Really, when I go to a certain church, yeah, those who graduate from high schools, most of them will deviate away from the church. And some of them will return back when they are 40 or 30s, yeah. And then when they return back, they always bear testimony with tears. If I have learned it, of course they learned it 10 years ago, yeah. If I have abided it, listened to it, I won't waste it, those hours. Oh. So really, vision is to warn you. Nebuchadnezzar repented after Daniel explained to him, you know what, this tree is you, okay? You are such a great king. Everybody will enjoy your grace, yeah? But you'll be like a tree, like, chopped by a man, by an angel, but the trunk, the stump, yeah? So you will protect it. And one day you will return back to your kingship. And Daniel, but you know what? God give you this dream, so you shall repent yourself. You shall do merciful things. You do not behave yourself like, you know, you are always like proud and violent. After these visions, for how many years Nebuchadnezzar still remained silent? Did not do the same thing. How many years he did not repent? Please turn to Daniel chapter 5, chapter 4, verse 28 and 29. After Daniel explained to him, that tree is you, you will be cut down, you will go out, you have peace of heart, egress like a cow, and then after how long? 28 and 29. Jeremy from San Jose. Chapter 4, 28 and 29. So how many time passed? Huh?
1 year.
1 year, thank you. Please sit down. 1 year. In 1 year, Nebuchadnezzar did not do anything. Did not repent at all. Then, he did not repent. Therefore, when he was king on the wall, looking at all the majesty, all the city that he had been built, the throne is really a very huge throne he has. He said, in Chinese, he behold the city that he had built. He said, it is my mighty hand, a mighty power who make this kind of project working. It is me, my mighty hand, right? Make it work. And suddenly there is a voice come from heaven. Nebuchadnezzar, your throne departed you. So you know that who make people king, who is in control of the kingdom, in human's kingdom. You will turn to a beast and eat grass like cow. 12 months. My point is that, brother and sister, God give you times to repent. Now, you hear some sermon, you hear some words of God, if you fail to repent, one day the disaster will come. God give you times to repent. If you are, if the previous grade passed already, disaster will come just like that. Immediately, you never know, just come like that. Proverbs, I think it's chapter... we don't have time to read it anymore. One of the Proverbs says that if you are keep stiff-necked, 如果你还硬着倾向,那个败坏会请客来到, the destruction will come immediately. If you keep your neck stiff, one day it will come immediately when you are not aware of it. And the destruction is more than you can imagine. Now, he was deprived not only from the kingship. He was deprived to have a heart of noble man. He even deprived to have a heart of lion, right? He have a heart of what? Cow, yeah? Now he eat grass like a beast, and his hair like an eagle's feather. The people says that he has a kind of disease. According, there's a medical term for this. I read information in Chinese. It says that this kind of disease is 狂狼症, wolf, yeah? Wolf went crazy. Crazy wolf disease. So they will go out and not sleep in the house, and they will sleep in the wilderness. And they will eat grass. They will eat grass, And when the time is up, because everything is in the vision, the stem was preserved, right? So suddenly, one day he look up to the sky. That means that when a person started looking forward to the grace of God, his human heart was returned. Now, another thing that really amazed me is that not only is human heart is returned, he was able to be a king again. Now, in human history, right, how many people has that kind of disease and become king again? Have you ever seen any other kings in the world? Like, walk grass like crazy, went insane, and then he can become a king again. Have you ever seen that kind of people? In human history, you see 乞丐王子, yeah? Beggars, 乞丐王子, how do you say 乞丐王子? 乞丐王子? Huh? Arthur, King Arthur? Not King Arthur? He's not 乞丐王子, no? Anyway, you have a 乞丐王子, do you know? Anyway, you may see 二十分结束嘛, 对不对? You may see beggar become king. In Chinese history, we hear that a monk become king, but I never see that a person who went insane become king again. It also shows, indeed, God tells us that God is able to humble a pride person. Oh. So brother and sister, are you a pride person? One day, if you do not humble, God is able to use all kinds of ways to make you pride. Oh. To make you humble, sorry. God is able to use all kinds of ways to make you humble. Now, I just want to share 3 points to the very last 3 points. Oh. The Bible says that God resists the pride, huh? And give grace to the humble. Therefore, in the Bible history, you can see God resists the king, Nebuchadnezzar. God resists high officer, like Naaman. Yeah? God even resists any human being. In Jesus' parable, if you go to a feast, do not sit at the best place. Yeah, meaning that when you, in our day, if you sit in the passenger car, where do you sit? Back seat at the middle. Yeah. That shows your humility, yeah? Then your owner will say, hey, how come you sit over there? Please sit in the front. You got a better view, yeah? Then you got honor, yeah? But you sit in the front, and your elder come. Hey, how come you sit in the front? Please sit in the back. You're very embarrassed, yeah? So the pride will be resisted. Oh. I just want to tell you a story before I conclude. I read an article talking about Brazilian football. You know that best football player in the whole world is Brazilian, yeah? Because all the kids, they kick balls when they were young, right? So people are saying that many countries can win the field, but Brazilians win the ball, right? And one day, I read an article from CNN.com or LA Times.com, I think. They says that 1 year, long time ago, Brazilian was in the final, just like Italy and French this year, right? In the final, and the other team was like a very lousy team. They were like a black horse, but they barely made it, yeah? So before the start, the president already declared, we are the champion, yeah? Because they are so confident that we will win the game because this team is lousy team. No, we close our eyes, we can win them, yeah? But guess what? Everybody was celebrating, fire a lot of celebrating, and then game start. And guess what? They lost. And they say, the whole field was like they are having a funeral service. That's how terrible it is. So you know what? Life is like a game, yeah? Don't be proud of yourself. You think you are confident, but you never know. God resists the pride. How can you be humble even though you have great achievement? You know, sometimes I think that the more achievement you have, the more pride you might be, yeah? But then I read the story of Jesus Christ and the story of Daniel. Yes, the more achievement you have, very likely you will be proud, but not necessary. Daniel, great achievement, but he have humble heart. Jesus, great achievement, but he has humble heart. Even though you don't have achievement, you always feel like, I am nobody, I'm nobody, I'm inferior to other person. Actually, that kind of saying is also is also showing of pride, you know that? You always complain that you're no good, you cannot match with other people, you agree about it. Actually, it's a pride, showing a pride too. Now, how Daniel and Jesus was able to be humble even though they have great achievement? Only through 3 times of prayer, daily. Even though there's a persecution, you still continue to pray, then you will keep yourself in check. You will never be a pride person. You will continue to enjoy the gift God given to you. God will not humble you in any way. Will not give you like a destructive way to correct yourself. No, because you always keep in check because you pray 3 times a day. So eventually come back to a conclusion is that yes, you can be gifted and not be pride because God is in you all the time. You are reminded all the time, yeah? God is able to humble the pride. Thus, pray in silence.